Now through November 20th, Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is presenting the Baltimore premiere of Thomas Dekker's London City comedy, The Shoemaker's Holiday. With me in the studio to talk about the production is Tom DeLise, who's the founding artistic director of Baltimore Shakespeare Factory and is also directing this production. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So first of all, who in the world is Thomas Dekker?
Well, Thomas Dekker is a playwright from Shakespeare's time. He was born 8 years after Shakespeare, so 1572. He dies in 1632, so pretty much the same period as Shakespeare. And at the time he's writing The Shoemaker's Holiday, Shakespeare's writing plays such as Hamlet and As You Like It.
This is a little bit lighter, I take it.
Much lighter. A lot of fun. It's a really fun and charming play.
You've described it as a London City comedy. Now, what exactly does that mean?
Well, there was kind of a genre being produced at the time by writers such as Ben Jonson, where London is the setting of it, and all these places in London are mentioned, and London's kind of a shadow character in the play. And so, you go to this and you'll hear all these famous churches mentioned, like St. Paul's and Mary Overy's and streets in London, Tower Street, which was right down near the Tower of London, which was a street that was famous for the shoemakers living on that street.
So this would be like setting something in Baltimore and talking about Oriel Park or the Walters or something like that.
Exactly. Or what Woody Allen would do with Manhattan movies.
This is based on a true story of a draper named Simon Eyre who ended up as Lord Mayor of London, yes?
That's correct. Lord Mayor of London. In the play, he runs a shoemaker shop, and so he's a shoemaker. But he's a true historical character who rose up through the ranks. Because to become mayor, you first had to become a sheriff, and then you had to become an alderman, and then you could become the Lord Mayor. It was a one-year term.
So for someone of Simon Eyre's class, or for this character's class, that sounds like that was an extraordinary achievement. It didn't happen often.
It was an amazing achievement, and the main reason that he was able to accomplish it was he was able to pull off a very shrewd financial deal that's mentioned in the play itself. There was a skipper, I believe it was a Dutch ship, that for some reason had to unload his cargo very quickly. So he sold it at an incredibly reduced price to Simon Eyre, and he was able to buy it, turn it around, sell off the goods, and become really, really wealthy. And you could not become mayor unless you had a certain degree of wealth. So that's what allowed him to do it.
You have a tradition at Baltimore Shakespeare Factory of incorporating contemporary music, meaning from our time, or at least relatively close to our time, into your productions. That's one way in which you stand out. And you're doing that here, aren't you?
Absolutely. In Shakespeare's time, they would have taken the modern music of their time. Some of the music may have been written specially for the plays, like with Dekker, The Merry Month of May is a pretty famous song even today, and Dekker wrote that, and that's in this play, and so we don't mess with Dekker's music. It's music that's picked for a very specific reason, either thematic connections to the play, character connections to the play, sometimes also sung by the actual character that the song applies to. So we have a number of songs involved with shoes. So that's kind of a thing. And London.
This is the Baltimore premiere of Thomas Dekker's London City comedy, The Shoemaker's Holiday, at Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, running through November 20th. More information is available online at baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. With me in the studio today, Tom DeLise, the founding artistic director of Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, also the director of Shoemaker's Holiday. Thank you so much for coming in, Tom.
Thank you, Deanna. Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.